All right, good morning. We're starting Tatsam Chalas. And then Fias Matzah. Tanosh Oichim Bel Chometz. If you have an oven which you bake bread in, bake chometz in usually, Tarach Lizar Keshikasikuhu Elafos Bel Matzah. You have to be careful. You want to kosher it to bake matzahs. Sheyechol Gecholi on Pnei Kulai Ve'ein Dailo Belahava. You have to put coals in every corner of the oven to kosher it. Not just like, okay, there's flame and whatever, the coals have to be on the whole thing. The kemosha boleya, they kecholik, kach poleya, they kecholik. Yeah, so the thing is that you can't, a blowtorch wouldn't work here, it's kemosha kach polto, so therefore you have to use kecholim, because if this oven is used as kecholim, so you have to use kecholim. V'shu nitzaitzis nitozim imenu, and it has to be hot enough that there's sparks, that there's sparks coming off the walls of the oven. Hilkach nimisiku kama pa'oim kodem haPesach. If you lit it a few times before Pesach, eno maspik. That doesn't help. Elim can't keep it until Torah Pesach. You have to have kavana to go ahead and matter it for Pesach. Yeshem lo halchol kacholim on play kuloi cholzon shel kivin lekach. Because maybe you won't, if you're not focused on Pesach, you're not going to be makpid that the kacholim get to every single corner of the oven. Some people put a new bricks in or put in a new floor for the oven, so you don't need to do hesek. Minig yofehu, and it's a minig yofeh to go ahead and to use. To put a new floor to the oven, but you still need to do libun. You don't have to put the coals in every corner. You can do a bit more basic libun. You light it normally, and that takes care of the walls and the roof. And the floor is what's the biggest problem, because you're baking chametz on the floor. So then you need to, it's a minute you have to go ahead and to put a new floor on. If you're being machshirid out with coals, but by lighting it, you should do it twice. You should do it once, be masticated and whatever, and then do another, and then light it for to bake matzahs. Don't just be like, okay, I'm burning it, and I'm going to bake matzahs right away. It should be two different basin. Tafka, pirish echa min arafim shemechasim behem agag. You have like the shingles, pottery shingles or whatever. Shocheres, chadasha, lo shna yisika bifnim o bachutz mutter. Whether you burn it on the inside or the outside, it's okay. Mutter kimisha ha'ur shalit tachteha. You didn't put the flame on top or the bottom, since it gets very hot. Even if you don't have a flame jumping up, mirtach rasach, these shingles get very hot. But pas nefes miyad, and the cheres bakes it right away. Then, so if the oven gets very, very hot and it has it has cheres or whatever, you always need to light it up before to kasher it.
I'm not following.
You have shingles in the oven
for preheating. You can't
has to be preheated.
What you're saying, it might be because of
it's serious, you have shingles inside of the oven?
I don't think you're cooking on the roof. I think you're using these shingles to make a makeshift oven inside of an oven. Yeah. So you build it up, whatever it is.
Then it doesn't need to be kosher because it never
absorbs the sponge. Oh, no, you're right. It's talking about preheating, right? Well, tzarech lahasik tchila, you have to light the fire before. Bein tonor, bein kubya, bein bilfit, bein levayim, bein. You can't put the matzah in and then light it. Lahadbiko tchila v'achach lahasik. But if you stick the matzah on these things, stick the matzah in, and then you light it, yesh oisim. Because then, chachila, because it's you know, you have a shehiya. The tov lizar, it's better to be sure that the fire is lit. Yesh mishayim shavoy libchais shiryasu charavos beremetz. You shouldn't do make rolls that you stick into the coals, because we're worried that it won't bake quickly, and then it might be machmit because it's hot. Might be machmit's in the middle, and therefore don't stick it into like ashes or whatever to bake. Matzah shenefis.
Back to the right. So if you have shingle like things inside of the oven, so it doesn't need to be kosher. Is that his point, that it's
no, so here we're not talking about kashering. Here we're talking about the heat. How hot does the oven have to be? So we're saying that if you use this as that's why it says chadash, you'll have to kasher it, because cheres can't be kashered. So if you use this cheres, so then it's usually you need to have not a bucky in stone ovens and stuff or whatever, but yes, that usually has the flame is leaping on top of the floor of the oven. You have actual flames there. He says if it's cheres, you don't need that. It gets super hot even without having a flame right on the floor of the oven. It gets super hot anyway, and you don't need to go ahead and be sure there's a shalhebis, there's a flame.
Something's not calculating here, because he says that you have this tafka, this shingle, shacheres hadasha. If it's hadasha, it doesn't need any kasher.
Right, I'm not talking about kasher in here.
Lo shahisika libifnim omibachut.
The fire is inside or underneath.
Underneath. Yeah. The fire is underneath or on top.
Right? Underneath or on top of the...
of the cheres. Right, okay, it might be, let's say you're right, let's say you just...
The fire is under it.
Let's say you're right, let's say you do it outside or something like that, you have a fire on top or under, this gets hot enough to go ahead and bake a matzah on. That's the point.
So I'm following that point. If you fired it up hot, if you fired it up before you put anything in, even if you baked bread in there,
No, we're not talking about baking bread, because that was the last, because cheres, you can't kosher.
Okay.
You can't kosher cheres. If you bake bread on it, throw it out. Okay. But here we're talking.
We're saying now also, even if you bake matzah on it, but you put the matzah in
before you fire it up, then it's not hot enough for mechoshesh. Okay. Matzah shenefis ad she'imporsi oisa ein chutin imchachim. Let's say you bake it, but you didn't bake it enough, and it's baked enough that when if you break a piece off, there aren't the strings of dough coming out. Yotzimba, that's enough to be yotze. Chovas matzah, because we say that this is enough to get rid of any chimutz, to burn out any chimutz, even if it's still soft and still whatever. Then it's fine. The other simon the mishavur bring the achron liachronim is that also if it's karu panah, that you see that it gets a little brownish. Sometimes dark brown, depends on the matzahs, or black, hopefully not, but chofanim, you don't have to worry about the middle of the matzah, because you see the outside's baked, is baked, and the middle will be baked also. Hagav, yesh nizor shel lachem in a tanur korim lachem. You have to be sure you don't take it out to check it. Let's say, I'm not sure, you take it out, break a piece off, is this good? Don't take it out, don't do that. Lachem lachzira, kituch alav adechimutz, because let's say it's not 100%. Oh no, I put it back, and that second you take it out, we don't know, it might be machvitz. So don't start playing around. You see, you take it out, it's not baked enough, throw it out. Yodze adam matzah shruya. Person can be, for a zokain or a chole, he can be yodze with matzah shruya, right? And lechora, even if, let's say, a person's makbid on gebrachs, lechora, if he can't be yotze the mitzvah any other way, either matzah neder, I don't know, but it's mutter, and the person's chayiv to have matzah that way. Matzah shruya, behu shiloni mucha, that's only if it doesn't dissolve. But if you cook it, it loses all its tam. The point over here is that if it's just soaked in water and so it's soft, so that's okay. It still has tam matzah, but only water. Not if you soak it in any other flavored drink or wine, anything like that, or soup, whatever it is, then you're not yotzi. You won't be yotzi with that. Only if it's in water. But if you let it soak too long that it breaks apart, or you cook it, so then that you're not yotze, with that. No, a kavush is 24 hours. I mean, that'd be 24 hours. That's me. If you put a matzah in water, it turns to the matzah, but it will start breaking apart. If it has to be the Mir Loch said, only if it's really nevucha legamri, that if it's only like really like breaks apart into everything. But but if it's just very soft and like then it's spongy, it's okay. Im afu chometz im matzah. If you bake chametz together with matzah. Yeah, but let's say one of the matzahs was machmitz, whatever it is, and they bake together, or you have a challah, whatever it is, in the oven l'nasra. It doesn't. If you bake it in the same oven, you bake a challah, matzah, whatever. Like I said, then it's not also elyon kein naga b'chametz. There's no din reyach. We say generally we say reicha milsa. There's no din reicha milsa by bread. By even by chometz with matzah, there's no recha. V'noito, however, if it touches the chometz, when in the oven, right? There's a din by tarevis if you have two pieces of iser that if it's fatty, then the tam of the iser piece will spread throughout the other piece. However, by two pieces of bread, it's not fatty, so therefore, we just say these plated tila, which is, this much.
A finger's
breadth. You have to take that off, because you say, al kopanim, the tam could have gone in physically, that much into the next piece.
Part of the oven where the
chametz is. Right. Let's say if you bake the matzah and bake matzahs and one for whatever reason you see was machmitz, the fuka, whatever the thing, I don't know fuka, but if amish machmitz, I guess if it's still burning it would be okay. I don't know, but the chachil is supposed to do it before, but the if you let it burn, it'll burn it out. But whatever, matzah is kapla betanur. If you have a matzah which get folded over in the oven, udvuka, until you see that it doesn't, you make it into a tortilla, I don't know, whatever, you see that it doesn't, the fire doesn't get to it immediately, you can to eat it during Pesach. We don't say it's mamish chametz, but you shouldn't eat it on Pesach, because we're choshish that maybe, by the case or by the fold, maybe it, that we say choshish that's chametz, and maybe they'll make the whole matzah chametz, so you throw it out. I saw that the Vosner says that sometimes you get matzahs, which, when they're rolling them, they'll fold, they fold it over, roll it, fold it over, and sometimes you'll see a fold in the matzah. He says that's okay, it could be better to take it off, but that's not mamish. This case, the matzah kfula, that it gets folded over. You see a crease. Sometimes you even see
when you have an actual piece of the matzah folded
and over, that's the problem, right? No, you have to take if it's not mamish a piece folded over, you take the whole matzah. Don't take the whole matzah out. If there's a spot which is folded over, rechoshish that the tam goes throughout the whole matzah. Even if it's a little piece, if it's really folded over, then
along the edges, it's often
it's you might be don't get a box of matzahs.
Really folded over, like
it's
yeah. Okay, it's I don't.
Very thin stuff.
If it's like curved, fine. But if it's literally folded over, so as I said, if it's because of the rolling, then that's okay. But if you see it's because of the baking, then that would be an issue. I don't know. You have to check out the matzahs, ask a shayla. I don't know. V'shar matzahs shevatonim butarim. V'kodem Pesach ain't less, or if it's baked before Pesach, you don't have to ask for makom devuka. Right, if it's baked before Pesach, and you get a box of matzahs, so just take that piece off, and you don't have to choshesh for the mashu and the whole matzah. Matzah, nefucha. Right, just take off the piece. If you see it full, take off the piece. No, you don't need to throw the matzah unless it's on Pesach. Before Pesach, it's okay. You have to take off the netilah as well, from around that fold. So it's nefucha. If it blows up, mem tzaisa, right? It doesn't mean you have a bit. The whole thing like it turns into like a bit like a pita, right? Asura,
it bubbles.
Right. Krum, but if on that bubble it turns brown, muteris, then it is muter because that's. It's clear that it's that part is baked. The Mishnah brings that, you know, our matzahs are very thin. You don't have to worry about bubbles and things or whatever, because these are just happens because of the fire, not because of chomet. The choshes that it rose a bit. That's the thing. So if soft matzah, whatever, it's like a pita, right? The air pocket's from chimutz. That's the issue, from the gas, from the fact that it ferments. That's what we're choshish for. But he said the very thin ones, you see the bubble, it's just because in the oven it got too hot or whatever. Only by thicker matzahs sometimes you have an issue. But very thin matzahs you don't have to worry about. Let's say it happens that the two matzahs end up one on top of the other in the oven, including afi asan. Asurim, so it's also the habik matzah kfula. That's like a matzah kfula because in between it's not going to go ahead and bake properly. You have to be sure two matzahs don't touch each other when they're still doughy in the oven. He ain't haur shalib and makam negiyasan ubay nede chimutz and rechoshishad zvali de chimutz. Okay. May Paris below mayim a machmitzin klal. If you have yain, shemen, dvash, cholov, we'll see what it is. That's not a machmitzin klal. They're not machmitz. A mutter lechol b'pesach matzah shenilusha b'may Paris. Afilu shal sakol yom. You want to go ahead and apple juice matzah. Well, so apple juice is. Let's just see what the liquids we're talking about over here. You make honey matzah. I don't know, whatever. Aval milk matzah. You're making some sort of milk matzah. Aval ein yotzei.
Why am I not talking about egg matzah?
It's not Mayfair?
It's not Mayfair? It's not Mayfair. No, the Stam would definitely never be able to make a milk matzah, period.
Oh, because of but we're talking about you're not going to be yotzi your chovah, but let's say you make for a different day for the tzura, then you make a different tzura.
Milk vada would probably not be acceptable under any circumstances.
Well, because of the bread.
Then
if you make it a special tzura.
Well,
that's only for matzah's mitzvah. It could be even with regular matzah.
Even regular chovah.
Yeah. No. I'm saying, but let's say you made a special tzura. But right, the din is by matzah. Not supposed to make a special tzura.
I think apple juice.
Right. Let's see what we're talking about.
You can't make a tzura. Was that a special shape?
A shape.
Even a shape.
Even a shape. Ein yotzei ba yidei chavaso. Because the point is, you're going to start focusing on the rather. Ein yotzei ba yidei chavaso. If they shehi matzah ashira. This is what's called matzah ashira. O krak siv lechem oni. And this is what's called, and then we have to write have lechem only, but you would be allowed to have matzah ashira. However, most normal poskim say that, you know, we don't rely, really you should not rely on what's called matzah ashira. You know, we don't know exactly how to do it properly, and even if there's some sort of hechsher, I don't know, whatever. It's, you know, maybe for old people, I don't know, whatever, we are not usually so mech on that.
Rabbi Salavitchik Zatzal said, he's a mishkech of straight matzahs, said that the way they make the egg matzahs, it's mutter to everybody on Pesach, but you still put on the sif of Shulchan Aruch on the side of the box, because...
Yeah, okay, it's... Whatever. May peiros imayim if you make apple juice concentrate. So this is a with concentrate, whatever. Which most apple juice is like that, unless you make a freshly squeezed or whatever. Mimarim lahachmit yoiser mishar isa. Then it's even made worse. Hilgav ein lolosh behem. You should not use any sort of concentrate or whatever. Mimlosh behem yoifim miyad. If you did do it, it's a topic on Pesach. Just throw it in the oven quickly because you don't have a sheer meal. If you realize someone tells you, hey, well, you can't do that, whatever, just throw it in the oven. Otherwise, you're gonna have a problem. Hesed meruba, if there's no sheer, if there's no simanim, and mechulek, I'm sure brings the rabba says you can be mekel. But, however, if you really just throw it in the oven right away, then it would be okay to eat. Mutter lalosh b'yayin avabishi e efshar below tipas mayim. You're allowed to use wine to knead. There's no such thing as not having any water at all. And shenol felas b'shas abatzir. You have water and the moisture condensed on the outside of the grapes. So is that considered water mixing in with the wine? So we're not choshish for the avach chachila regila nitei mayim b'shas abatzir elahatir nitzoik avapikein ein lochosh lahem. You don't have to worry about the little bit of water going into the wine. Hold from this batlu amayim b'yayin chodem shaloshu ra'isa. There is they're about using wine and stuff. Shouldn't make finish with this. There is a whole discussion, at least by Sfardim, the cookies here in Israel called Papuchado, which they say they claim they have a hechsher, they follow the ruling of Rav Yosef, I think it's a Zirutzite around there anyway, that he said it's okay to make cookies, out of the wine. And there's a whole big diyun by the Sfardim Shaposkim about, really, did he really give a hechsher on it? He just reported based on the tshuva, they matter it, and they have some sort of masaira. So, Rav Sfardim and Torah don't eat it, but, I don't know that, ask your own, they should ask their own Rav.